You mentioned that this will be a fresh start for this session.
Yeah.
What are some of the major priorities you want to get done? You know, Voss is talking about income tax cuts, maybe voucher school expansion, mining again, state budget, obviously. What do you see as the big priorities?
I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff that the governor's office is probably working on in regards to the state budget that I'm not necessarily privy to, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, eventually, I think that the legislative leadership will be brought into the fold. I mean, from my perspective, though, first and foremost, I think that this budget has to be in balance, and we have to make sure there's no structural deficit, which I know that phrase oftentimes doesn't really mean much to somebody that is following the legislature, but I think it was such a large goal for us last time, and being able to achieve that means a lot to the members, and it means a lot to me, that it's got to be the number one priority again moving forward with whatever the governor introduces in, you know, mid-February. So that's our number one thing right now.
As far as taxes go, are you just going to let him take the lead on what kind of tax relief you want?
Well, I mean, I've been pleasantly surprised going back to March in talking to Director Lang about, you know, that income tax collection figure, that it continued to exceed what the forecast had said it would be. And as a result of that, you know, who knows what that final number will be at the end of the year, but it sounds like there'll be new revenue. And as a result of that, I think it gives us a little bit more flexibility on making decisions. Certainly, there's a lot of legislators that are discussing some type of income tax cut, and I think that's fine. I mean, I think that certainly my caucus, in the end, would support something like that. And the one caveat, I guess, is that we have to keep in the back of our mind that at some point, we're going to have to deal with Medicaid, Medicare, and we just don't know what that number is going to be. But we want to be able, and I think the governor's priority would be to make sure that we do the best we can to fully fund Medicare. And I think because of that, it'll be one of the things that shapes kind of what happens with the new revenue.
Any chance of seeing Right to Work?
I don't think so. And I mean, I know there'll be bills introduced probably. I would suspect that those bills will be introduced in the Assembly by some members. But the fact of the matter is, Governor Walker has made it very clear that he wouldn't sign any Right to Work legislation into law. And as a result of that, you're not going to see a real effort, I think, in the state Senate to push that forward. You know, we're going to work with the governor. We're not going to throw something out there that he wouldn't sign into law. And that, quite honestly, I'm not sure where the support would be in my own caucus, because I just have never surveyed the members on it.
Do you think having Senator Tiffany in your caucus is going to make it easier to come up with a plan that's going to be acceptable in both chambers? Maybe pick up some Dem support.
Well, he's certainly somebody that understands the issue well. You know, having worked on so much of it over in the Assembly, I've had a lot of discussions with Senator-elect Tiffany, not only last spring, but throughout the summer as he was running, and, you know, formulating and explaining his opinion kind of in his race. So, huge asset, and yeah, I would certainly hope that it would definitely help us eventually pull something together. Yeah.
The Special Committee on Mining that put in a lot of hours this summer. What's the status of that? Is that now, as of now, defunct? Or I mean, because you had a couple of members who seemed like they wanted to be on that committee.
Yeah. Well, technically, if Senator Cullen wants to continue to convene, I don't think there's anything that would prevent that from happening. And I've said, you know, that's fine. We definitely are and should be in a mode when it comes to mining to be able to continue to dialogue and talk about, you know, are there changes that should have been made or could be made to the bill that passed the Assembly and came up one vote short in the Senate. So I don't think it's anything that's not productive. And maybe it gets Senator Cullen there on the vote as well. So I'm glad he's doing it. The timing of you know, what the Democrats did this summer. I raised questions about and said I thought it was somewhat suspect and political. But in the end, the members that did sit through some of those hearings said it was productive. And I don't doubt that. I mean, I think that's fine. You know, but it was a political issue that emerged in some of the races, that no vote that some of the Democrats took on the mining bill. And I think they were, to some extent, trying to cover their tracks a little bit this summer.
Ross has also said that he may revisit voter ID and tweak it a little bit, so if it's the constitutional, is that something
to be on board with? Yeah, but the problem is we need the courts to act. I mean, it's pretty hard to tweak or fix something that the courts say is unconstitutional or, you know, revisit the current law on it until that happens. Although, I mean, the one thing I keep kind of reiterating is, you know, photo ID was something that worked effectively in the first election in which it was implemented. It really, you know, there weren't any issues related to it that I thought really were troubling. So, but yeah, we need the judiciary to once again do their job, and you know, I guess we'll wait and see how long that takes for them.
How about Act 10? That's as well, but on the issue of recent fire, that's what seemed to derail it.
Yeah, I think I defer again to the governor on that right now, and all the discussions I've had with them since some of the rulings came out of Dane County have been, and out of Chicago, where that, you know, to some extent, not necessarily convinced that we need to revisit it. So, but I think it's probably something that we would need some guidance and direction from the administration on. So
Superintendent Evers is going to announce his budget proposals next week. You got any thoughts just in general on K-12 funding?
Not other than I know that the governor is definitely, you know, looking at education and talking about reforms to education. I don't know how that folds into what the superintendent is working on. So again, I think for me it's kind of premature to really discuss that, because I'm not sure exactly what the administration is working on in that regard.
So. What did you make of Mike Ellis' statement up there? The last session was just chapter one, 10-chapter book.
I don't know what he meant by that. I'm not going to try to guess what Senator Ellis is referring to, but I mean, I think, you know, I truly believe that there's kind of a renewed effort to work across the aisle and get back to kind of a normal temperature when it comes to the legislature. You know, I mean, I think it was frustrating. I think it was frustrating even for the other party towards the end there, kind of just being able to function and operate without being interrupted, without the gallery, you know, from time to time, just kind of, you know, the dynamics of it is that there was interaction with the legislature, and that's never been the intention of the gallery, is to interact. And so I hope we can get back to that. You know,
obviously the governor is going to have to make a decision in the next couple of days on the health care exchanges. That might require down the line some action from the legislature, depending on what happens. Obviously, you have a caucus chair who said in the past that he wanted to block anything to do with the Affordable Care Act. If the governor takes that approach to set up state health care exchanges, do you think the caucus would be able to go along with that?
I mean, what I'm watching is kind of what's going on nationally, and it appears that some Republican governors now are starting to kind of publicly announce what their position is. And I guess, you know, once again, it probably would be premature for me to really say where the legislature's at, because again, I think we take our lead from Governor Walker. And I know that they've been, you know, exploring and kind of probing what they think would and should happen with the exchanges. But in the end, with President Obama being reelected and you know, with a series of Republican governors kind of on the verge of making a decision on that, I think we'll wait to see what Governor Walker has to say about it.
Do you think it's just, if you have a slew of governors across the country that essentially say we're not going to do it, that sort of derails federal efforts to be able to do it, since they would be overloaded to some extent in terms of setting up these exchanges?
No, I think it's basically deferring to the feds to in fact create it on their own, which early on, you know, the discussion was, would it be better for the state to kind of take the bull by the horns and design its own versus allowing the feds to do it? And I think that's kind of, you know, that's the discussion now. What's the fallout from having the feds come in and do that versus the states trying to formulate it on their own?